Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
Oh, so I just asked Jackie if she was ready to rock it. She thought I said Red Rocket.
Well, I don't know what we're talking about
there's
anymore.
There's no dog in the room.
Well, there was a big red dog this weekend.
Welcome to episode 6 of the Gray and Green Show. Rachel Gray and Jackie Green from 105.3 Hot FM in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we are laughing because we did go out this past weekend and our boss was there dressed as Clifford the Big Red Dog, which would be the Red Rocket that
Jackie's
referring to.
And it was way too small. Like, way too small.
He had a full-blown moose knuckle. Everyone saw it. Somebody thought it was really funny to take a picture of his very tight Clifford outfit and his bulge that is currently on my phone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a good prank.
Good prank. Yes. I love it.
For episode 6 this week, we are going to talk about songs that take you back to a certain time in life or memory or right. What have you. We're going to take it a little old school. But first off, Jackie and I have to tell you about our Halloween.
Yes.
We had so much fun.
Too much fun.
Yes, I was pretty
hungover. My voice is like half gone.
Is that really?
Yeah, just I sound
from
like
yelling?
A man.
Oh, God.
I know. It's just not yelling necessarily, but just having too much fun and getting excited and talking over the crowd.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So the night started out at my house. I had some coworkers over and, you know, took some tequila shots, got hyped up for the evening. Jackie
always
was like, hell no, Rach. I'm not doing that. And then we all went downtown and had a great big Halloween party. But by the end of the night, they wanted us to, like, get on stage and do that costume contest.
That was a problem.
I was too drunk to be on that stage.
See, I thought you did awesome. I was like, I'm
really?
Too drunk to be on the stage.
Oh, no. I totally lost my mind up there. I was like, it's Rachel Gray from 105.3. I feel like I sound
like
an
idiot. And did
you
notice that, like, no one clapped? No one. I was like, there's owls in here.
Right.
Like, what? No one's excited. They're going to win $1,000.
Kicking, kicking.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. That was the worst
so
cricket
awkward.
Ever. It was very, very awkward. I can't stand when you're doing an event, and us that work in radio, we do this crap all the time, when you're like, how's everybody doing tonight? And this is what it sounds like.
I know, that's why I hate stage announcements.
Full-blown silence.
It's terrible.
I know.
And that happened.
Yes.
And then Gravy grabbed the mic from you so quick, and it
that
still was silent.
That was our boss. He likes to steal the microphone. He's actually very good at that.
He's great
at it. He's a microphone Bogarter. I don't even think you got to talk, did you?
No, and I tried. Because I had something, all of a sudden, so this is, I came up with something to say, and I thought, gold.
This is gold.
In
I
my
have
mind.
To use it.
This is gold. I have to use this. So I was trying to weasel my way in between Rachel and Gravy. And I was moving my way. And I had on a huge bra, so my boobs were out. So I could easily push people out
Jackie
of the way.
Was Harley Quinn, her boobs were like hard as rocks.
They were like rocks. Like rocks. I was like the mom on Mean Girls. Like rocks.
So anyway,
I almost got to the front. You were about done, and I was gonna grab it from you.
And I would have handed it.
He pushed me out of the way so hard. I didn't get a word in.
Honestly, I would have gladly given you my mic time. It was a big mistake. I couldn't even tell you who won the costume contest. It was some guy dressed as like an electronic Donald Trump.
Like a thing?
Yeah, he was on stilts and had arms like a
I didn't know what it was.
Like
it was cool.
Light. When I was on stage, the only thing I could see, though, and I don't know if you noticed this, there was a killer clown standing right in front of us.
What?
You didn't see it?
No.
Oh, my God. I called it out when I got to the microphone. I'm like, this clown's really freaking me out right now. Because he was just standing there staring at me, not moving. And then when I call him out, you'd think he would, I don't know, smile, laugh, say, hey, it's just a costume. Don't worry, little lady. No. He just stood there and continued to freak me out.
No, what freaked me out was there was a guy who was dressed as the scary nun from The Conjuring with the white face and the contacts.
Oh, no.
He looked just like like straight out of the movie. And I kept seeing him and I'd go, that's not funny. You should like smile. Like trying to get him to like warm up. And he would just stare at me.
Ugh. Creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy, creepy.
Not fun.
But we hope you had a really good Halloween. I know we did. And little baby Greenlee. What was your daughter?
She was a roller derby girl to match her helmet for her flathead.
So effing cute.
It was cute.
I love it. To match her helmet for her flathead. Would you stop telling her flathead? How long does she have to wear that?
Like 3 months-ish.
She's already like halfway through, isn't she?
She's only been in 3 weeks.
Okay, so like
we're moving up.
You're almost, you know, one third of the way.
Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah. We're getting there.
But, so, you know, we talked about we want to do a little throwback this week. And one thing that Jackie did learn from me on Halloween is my love for Beyonce.
Oh, my God. Like, obsessive.
I know.
We were pre-partying and she had like, because we still pre-party at 30 years old. Yes. She had Beyonce going, which is no big deal. I love Beyonce. But it wasn't just like one cool song. It was like the entire, that's all we listened to. I was like, can we change it up?
Because I'm so obsessed with Beyonce. I have my own Beyonce's like greatest hits on my phone. Like I'm freakishly obsessed with her. Did you see she went as Salt and Peppa for Halloween?
No.
She had Blue Ivy, herself and her mom went as Salt and Peppa, and Beyonce was Spinderella.
Perfect.
I know. It was awesome. But that kind of takes me to what I want to talk about this episode and what we discussed about songs that take you back to a certain time. So this song, I can't believe I'm doing a Beyonce song because my love for her just grew about 3 years ago.
It just grew.
But this song makes me feel like a badass woman. She just is so badass and all about don't live to the stereotypes. Be your own girl. Bow down bitches, if you will. Have you heard this?
No.
What? Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Bow down, bitches. She has little bits. She has little bits throughout this song of Chimamanda. I hope I'm saying it right. She did this TED Talks, and she's a woman who's very, very smart and talks about being a feminist.
Oh, love it.
Being a feminist, you know, I just eat that up.
Oh, I live for that.
Yes. Being a feminist is not a bad thing. All it is equality. Doesn't right. mean it's a bad thing. No. That's what this song's about. I realize that when
well,
she's
now
saying.
Now I love this song. I don't know, even right? know it. I'm not even listening
I
yet.
Know. I realize when she's saying bow down, bitches, it doesn't sound that way, but that's actually what this song's about, which is kind of tight.
I love it.
I know. So my Beyonce love is strong. I got to see her this year. I bawled. You ever
you
cried
did
at
not.
A concert?
No.
Oh, I have cried. Okay, here you go. Listen to this.
To make themselves smaller. We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much. You should aim to be successful, but not too successful. Otherwise, you will threaten the man. Because I am female, I'm expected to aspire to marriage. I'm expected to make my life choices, always keeping in mind that marriage is the most important. A marriage can be a source of joy and love and mutual support. But why do we teach girls to aspire to marriage and we don't teach boys the same? We raise girls to see each other as competitors, not for jobs or for accomplishments, which I think can be a good thing, but for the attention of men. We teach girls that they cannot be sexual beings in the way that boys are.
This is awesome.
Feminist.
I'm like, I'm getting goosebumps.
Political and economic equality of the sexes.
There you go. You wake up. Tell me that doesn't make you feel empowered.
It gives me goosebumps. Like,
I know. So these days, I've been obsessed with that song since it came out like 3 years ago.
Right.
But for right now, I feel like that is me. I'm into it. Feminism all the way. It's not a bad thing, but I will be raising my kid to
oh,
believe
me too.
That
100%.
The world isn't revolving around men.
Right. Because it's not.
Right. Exactly. That's my feminist rant.
And I think that's what's hard about our career is there's a lot of men.
Yeah, I know.
It's
and
a lot of men.
We deal with it all the
every day.
Time.
All day, every day.
I'm so glad that you weren't bored with that. I was really nervous I was going to play that and you were going to be like, oh my God,
no.
Turn it off.
That was awesome. No, I dig it. I can't believe I haven't heard that before.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. In fact, the voice that she had in that song, it's Chimamanda. I hope I'm saying it right. She actually has a TED Talk. It's 30 minutes long. I can't stop watching it. I've seen it like three times.
Really? I need
it's
to listen
so
to it.
Good.
I need to watch
it's
it.
It's so empowering. So if you want to check that out, be sure to check that out. All right, Jackie, you're up. I had Jackie pick songs as well. Songs that take you back to a certain point.
Do I? Okay, so do I go back to when I was young and move up the ladder?
Let's do that. Let's
all
go
right,
young
all right.
to old.
Okay, let's
all right.
see here. Young to old. Here's my first one.
Okay.
Do you know the song?
It's Hanson. I had this CD. Oh my God, Jackie, I haven't heard this song since I was maybe 7.
What?
How old were you when this came out?
Elementary school, late
97.
Elementary school.
Okay, so I was actually
middle school,
10.
Maybe. Yeah.
What?
So I was obsessed with Hanson. Like posters on my wall, autograph CD. This was my first crush. Like first crush. Like I could care less about boys until Hanson came on the scene.
Oh, no kidding.
I thought something was wrong with me in elementary school because girls were starting to talk about boys. And I was like I don't care about boys. I want to play kickball. And I didn't
see?
Until I saw Hanson. And I was in love with Hanson.
You were in love with Taylor Hanson.
I was in love with Taylor Hanson.
Everybody was. I love Taylor, too.
I loved it.
Wait. I remember this.
It's not enough. It makes the world go round and round and.
Oh, my
God. I saw Hanson live in high school. I had Hanson t-shirts. And this was after they were cool.
You saw Hanson in high school?
Yes. I was. I used to read.
This came out when we were like 10 or 11.
Listen, I used to read Hanson fan fiction.
Oh,
I was so obsessed with Hanson that my dad, who works at a printing company, printed the Hanson fan fiction I was obsessed with into books, bound books, so I could read them wherever I want.
Oh, my God, you were such a nerd.
Like, straight up. I loved Hanson. I had a radio that I duct taped to my handlebars of my bike that I would put a tape in and listen to only Hanson songs while I rode
so
my bike.
That is so cute.
I was obsessed.
Oh, I loved Hanson, but not to this level. I certainly didn't see them in high school.
I wish I'd looked everywhere for a picture of my old bedroom when I was a kid, but, like, 5th through like 7th grade, it was posters of Hanson. Until a new band took over, and we'll get into that when I get into my next song.
All right.
But I love, and I still love Hanson. They have new songs out, and I listen to them all the time.
You're the one.
I'm the one.
You're literally the only person.
They're fantastic. They're good musicians, and I love them.
She's still going.
The Joe Bros are like wannabe Hansons.
Okay.
They are. Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, this is the best part. On the ground, pick us up at the lost and found. Oh my God, like I'm getting goosebumps hearing this
song. You are a nerd!
I love this song.
All right, Hanson's out of here. It's my turn. I'm trying to think here. I'm going to go back to being 10 years old.
Okay, I like it.
All right, 10 years old. When I was 10, my mom was 33, which is weird because that makes her like couple years older than me now, or 3 years older than me. So CD singles, remember how cool those were?
Oh, those were the
bomb.
Mom
would pick me up from school, and we would listen to this CD single.
Ooh.
So inappropriate. I know every single word.
Your mom was so cool.
Oh, she's still very cool.
The bow-legged.
So dirty. Salt and pepper shoop. I was rapping as a child.
Damn.
And I thought I was awesome.
That's why you're so hip now.
Is that right? Here I go. Okay, girls, what's my weakness, man? Imagine 10-year-old me doing that in the car.
10-year-old Rachel.
After my mom picked me up from school. CD singles were our jam, but I remember like riding home and we would hit it hard.
This was it. Crank it.
There are some messed up lyrics in the song.
Do you have the bass pumping? Like,
oh, yeah. We would turn it up so loud. My dad hated it. Is that crazy?
That's
do my
awesome.
Bag of tricks and I flip for a tip. Maybe want to do tricks and lick them. Lick a lollipop should be licked. That was twisted, right? I was 10.
And you were 10.
Can you think of songs that you listened to when you were growing up that were so inappropriate you should have never been listening to them?
Well, no, because you know why? I was addicted to oldies.
Oh.
Like Frankie Valli oldies.
No.
I almost did a Frankie Valli song because they make me cry still. That was all I listened to. I can remember a girl from school goes, I like oldies too. And she played like Amy Grant. And I was like,
Baby.
Yeah. And I was like, this is 2 years old. I like oldies. Like Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Oh my God. No, honestly though, like, I can't stand oldies. Can't stand them. Hate. Actually, with a strong passion. I was one of those people that when we got married, Aaron and I got married, I told our DJ, you are high if you think you're doing an oldies hour before everybody starts dancing. I go, you want to go oldies? You can go to the 70s and it better be rock.
What? Yeah. See, I love 70s and 80s rock. I love rock.
Yeah.
But I'm a rock girl. But I love oldies.
I hate it.
Oh,
I think it also has something to do with the fact that I worked at a Johnny Rockets. You know what a Johnny Rockets is?
I love Johnny
Rockets. Oh, my God. If I had to hear Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl one more time, I was going to hang myself by the bow tie they made me wear.
Okay.
They made us dance and sing every half hour. I had a whole dance routine.
That's my dream job.
That is my dream job. I loved
it. It's like in Glee when they got their jobs at the restaurant in New York and they're like, we get to sing and dance while we serve tables.
No joke. I loved it when I was like 16, 18,
dude,
I worked there with all my girlfriends and we would do Love Shack. Love Shack, baby.
You know
love.
The dance to Love Shack, right?
Well, I did it in the restaurant every half hour.
Oh my God, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
We used to request it at the bar in college, Love Shack. And we would do the dance. We were at a wedding reception and everyone hated us.
Seriously?
Oh yeah. that when my group of friends walked into the bar, the girls would be like, oh, great, they're going to go up there and request Love Shack. Like, they're so cool.
We thought we were so cool.
Who requests Love Shack?
We did at Star Shooters. Big Roberts.
People you overreach to the 60-year-olds at weddings.
Love Shack, baby.
Oh, my God. So that's why I hate oldies music. But you are up, Senorita. What is your
All
next
right.
jam?
Next up.
Throw it back for us. Bring it back, Jackie Green. Oh, my God. Yes.
I love this song.
Yes, me too. All about it. Naked Blink 182 running through the street. This was such a big deal when this video came out. Do you remember?
It was huge. Oh. Well, so this takes me back because TRL.
Oh, yeah. TRL
this was huge.
All day.
I remember racing home from school, and
me
I always
too.
Missed it because I had cross country.
Yeah.
So all my friends were too cool for sports, except me.
Except for you?
I did all. I was athletic. I was on cross country team, the swim team.
Oh,
I did.
It was so. We
so
were
all my
not
friends.
Be more
I'd get home, and they'd be like, "You missed TRL," and I would be so upset. I would record it on my VHS so I could watch
was at
it.
Three.
It was so cool, and
wow.
I always missed it. But I loved Blink-182. Like, I was obsessed. Yeah. All my Hanson posters came down except for one, and they were replaced with Blink-182.
Replaced by Blink.
Yes.
I've actually seen them three, four times, maybe.
I started dressing I was like a rock girl. Like, I thought I was
Well,
into...
that was during the time where it was, like, cool to look like Avril Lavigne.
Yes.
When
I
you
wore
were,
chokers.
Like, wear the plaid and the choker. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was so into it.
Oh, I love it.
I lived
That's
the life.
That's a good one. Blink-182 was the jam. What was the... The album.
Enema of the State.
Enema of the State.
Yes.
I remember asking, what's
I still
an
listen
enema?
To it.
What's
I
an enema,
Oh,
Mom?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Why is there a nurse on the cover? Why does she look so sexy?
That goes back to the crap you were singing as a kid. You had
right.
no idea what you were
right.
saying.
Right.
What's my age again? That's a Duesenberg. Always reminds me of American Pie.
Oh, yeah. Me yep. too. But I wasn't yep. allowed to see that movie when it came out.
I wasn't
Which,
either. I snuck into it.
Oh, my God. You're so bad.
I know.
I was
so bad.
I was not bad. Like, my thing was this. So, another obsession from this era of my life.
Yeah.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And not
really?
Like, I saw season one in fifth or fourth grade on TV on WGN and was literally obsessed with that show. I dressed like Buffy. I took pictures of Buffy to the hairstylist as a fifth grader and said, cut my hair like her. I was...
Okay, Buffy had a cool haircut, though.
My mom bought me knee-high boots that had, like, a little tiny heel because Buffy wore knee-high boots. I was dressed like Buffy 3 years in a row for Halloween. I was... I have her autograph.
Wow.
I was obsessed with Buffy.
I think there's one thing we've learned about Jackie from this week's episode. When she likes something...
I like it
she's
with my whole heart.
Obsessed with it.
Well, this... Yeah, so this makes me think of my Buffy era.
This makes you think of your Buffy era?
Yes.
All right. This jam takes me to spring break 2004.
Oh, God.
Panama City Beach.
Oh, God.
Boobs everywhere.
That's my senior year of high school. Is that your senior year?
Yes, it was. Jackie, we are the same age.
Well, that maybe you were grade below me.
Was the jam. This was the number one song in the spring of 2004. I remember being in Panama City Beach. Yes, kids, I was underage drinking, hammered drunk, standing at a club. Just not knowing what the hell was going on with a strobe light in my face. I never could get enough of this.
I can't wait to tell you what I did that same spring break.
Yeah. Feel free. What'd you do?
So we've already established that Rachel was the bad girl and I was a raging dork.
Yeah.
I went with my best friend Katie to Florida with her mom where we went to Disney World.
You went to Disney World for spring break?
Magic Kingdom.
Oh my
what?
God, you are such a nerd.
We bought matching mouse ears with our names embroidered on the back.
Jackie, you never had a spring break?
Not in high school.
Okay, what'd you do in college?
Well, we're not to college yet. We're
okay,
still in high school.
All right. Save
so
it.
We did that, and it was, I remember I had so much fun. We went, except for the time part where we went, what's it called? Parasailing.
Yeah.
I got sick and threw up in the air parasailing.
Really?
Yes.
Dang.
It was so embarrassing.
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
But yeah, that was my crazy spring break.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was getting hammered drunk dancing on tables.
But I do
and
remember this
boots.
Song from then.
Yeah?
And
oh,
I
it was a very
I was into
big
it.
Deal. This song was a very big deal. This is back when Lil Jon was cool. What? Remember that?
Oh, and everyone impersonated him. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
He
Everywhere you went.
He really just sounded like the Kool-Aid man.
It was so cool to do to like impersonate him. Like,
no, I know. Big time. All right, you're up.
Okay, so you're
now
way ahead of me.
Usher, a little John and Ludacris out of the
I'm
way.
I'm getting into high school, but I'm okay. You're using
okay,
the mouse.
Sorry,
so
go ahead. I wanted to make sure our Usher was off.
So you are way ahead of me. I'm into ninth grade now.
Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Well, that was high school. Oh, dude, this is good.
Matchbox 20.
This is good.
Mad season.
Matchbox 20. Rob Thomas in general is underrated.
Oh.
Love him. Hey,
he's so hot.
I know. My girlfriend Jen has been obsessed with him for years.
I love this whole album.
Yes,
I mean, every
it
single
was.
Song.
Was this the 3 a.m. album?
No, this was Bent.
This was Bent.
I thought that you should somehow.
This was a great song. I feel like he gets looped into that category with Daughtry, though, because they, like, went on tour together.
No. This was way before Daughtry.
I know.
So this, ninth grade, I got the CD, and I was running cross country, and even though it's slow, I would listen to it before I ran, and it was, like, always in my head.
This isn't
and
even, like, running, a fast song.
I know. It's just one of those things I would listen to, and it calmed me down. Well, then, so this is kind of a long story, but I'm going to try to make it quick.
Okay.
That my first boyfriend broke up with me, and I was so sad. So sad. I sat in bed and listened to this song on repeat and just cried.
I could do a totally separate episode on songs that I cried to.
And there's no reason. Like, this is, I don't even really know what the song is 100% about. But I just remember listening to the song in my headphones, and I didn't want my mom and dad to hear me. Because I didn't want them to know I was sad about
what
the stupid ginger kid, Tyler.
My first boyfriend was a ginger, too!
His name was Tyler, and it wasn't even a real relationship. We, like, made out and held hands, and he came to my house,
oh my God,
and
I
broke
want to
up
tell
with
you
me.
What we did.
And I was so sad.
Really?
I cried. I sat in bed and I was like, oh, woe is me.
Woe is me. I'm just going to make love to my Hanson posters.
Right. And then it was the same time I had had a surgery when I was 15.
Yeah.
And I had to have what, it's kind of a long story and it's hard to get into, but what I thought were my ovaries being removed.
Yeah, you can actually revert back to episode
3, 4. Three?
It's episode 3 or 4.
3 or 4.
And you can find that whole story there.
When I was 15, I thought I was having my ovaries removed. We found out later they were actually gonads, which are internal testes that were only producing estrogen. So they act almost like ovaries. But they were scared. The doctors didn't want to tell me. Because at the time, when it was 1999, they thought it could be mentally damaging.
Okay.
But now they know.
Are still discovering medicine. So.
Well, now they know that that's an idiotic way to think, which it is. You should never lie to someone who's having surgery. That's stupid. If you have a child going through that, do not lie to them.
There you go.
So I thought I was having a hysterectomy, and I remember I was all on these drugs, and I was listening to this song all the time.
Oh, my God.
I just broke up with my boyfriend.
You, Thomas, my
I
boyfriend
couldn't run because
me.
I'd had this surgery.
Oh,
I could
my
never
God.
Have babies, and I was 15, and I'm like, my life's
well, that's
terrible.
That's a hard point in
it
life,
was
though.
Bad.
I think 15 is 15's a tough age.
It was terrible.
You don't really know yourself.
That was my worst age of my like.
Oh,
if
really?
There was one age I never want to go back to, is 15. Ever.
Really?
Oh my God. Then I went back to school from the surgery. I'd missed 2 or 3 weeks of school.
Yeah.
Got back. I didn't know what I was doing, and I was still hopped up on like Vicodin. And I didn't even know what Vicodin was doing to me. So I failed a class and had to retake it that summer.
Yeah.
And no one even helped me. And I was like, I had this terrible surgery and
honestly,
my first
though,
boyfriend
I
dumped me.
Being a teen girl sucks
terrible.
As it is.
Terrible.
It really does.
But this song makes me think of that.
But that reminds you of your teen girl days?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I will do my sad song next.
All right, let's hear
okay?
it.
I will do my song that takes me back to being, God, 19, 20 years old at college.
Okay.
I was miserable. I joined the sorority, and I didn't like anybody in it. I didn't like the people. Girls are very catty, I found out. I was in Zeta Tau Alpha at CMU.
I'm a Zeta Tau Alpha.
Oh, my God.
Are you
You're
serious?
Lying. Yeah, I
yes,
was a Zeta.
I was a Zeta.
Where at?
Ferris State.
At Ferris.
We used to go to Central all the time.
Are you serious?
We're sisters.
Oh, my God. We're sisters.
Holy crap.
Jackie, this is nuts. That's nuts. I am blown away that you're
I'm
also
shocked.
A Zeta. Okay, well, wow.
But your experience was bad.
My experience is terrible.
How long
I never
were you
talked
in?
To any of those girls. Actually, I don't care to ever speak to most of them.
Oh.
A couple of them I really like that I wish I would have kept in contact with,
right.
But most of them, not so much. They were bitches. They
How
were
long were you
bitches.
In Zeta?
God, 2.5 years.
Okay, me too. I was in 2.5 years, yeah. And then I just couldn't afford the dues anymore. I had kind of outgrown it. Yeah. I didn't need the backup friends. I loved them, but.
And that was my thing. I had such wonderful friends. I've had the same friends since I was like 5, 6 years old. And I get thrown into this environment with these girls. Right. And I think, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to be able to go to parties and socials. I already lived with 2 of my high school friends.
Oh, they so were you were already roommates. Living with these best friends.
Yeah, so then that happened, and I was miserable, and I hated it. And my roommate was doing E and, like, pulling my mattress off her bed, off my bed to have sex on it. This chick was crazy.
Things were getting...
It was terrible.
This is where it differs for Ferris. Big Rapids laws are still super old school, so we weren't allowed to have sorority houses. So we didn't have a house. So there was no mandatory live in the house. It literally was a group of girls that met every Sunday in the school, in Ferris.
That's way different.
Had a meeting, and then we went to parties together and hung out and did community service. We had a lot of fun.
This was much different.
We lived together by choice, not by
forced. We were forced to be in the house. Our pledge class was. But that aside, I was going through a point in life where I started smoking, which was the dumbest thing I ever did. I was just really sad.
Right.
I missed my friends. They were mad that I joined the sorority. Those 2 girls I don't even talk to anymore.
Oh,
isn't that terrible?
Yeah,
don't even talk.
Sucks.
Well, they're kind of psychotic. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
But
you're probably better off.
But my other childhood friends, I'm still very close with. They were all at my wedding. I've known them since I was a kid. But it was a point where I was like, what am I doing? I have no money.
Right.
I'm sitting here in college. I'm literally donating plasma twice a week just to afford food.
Right.
My parents were giving me like $30 a week, which
is
10
nothing.
Years ago still was nothing.
No, booze and some ramen.
Right, booze and some ramen, right. So I was doing all, I was miserable.
Yeah.
I was miserable. I would sit in the car and I would listen to Jack's Mannequin.
Love this song.
Over and over again. This song takes me back to sitting in my 96 white Monte Carlo, crying.
Oh.
Sitting outside going, why am I here? Why am I doing this?
Oh. Hey.
2 months later, I packed up my car, everything that I had in that sorority house, and I drove to Indianapolis. And I lived there for 8 months with my aunt and my cousin.
You quit school?
I left school. Left school. I ran away from home and didn't tell my parents what I was doing because they were mad that I was partying so much.
Oh my gosh, Rachel, I
picked
had
up
no
and
idea.
Left. I was so unhappy and so miserable. I didn't tell my parents where I was for 2 weeks. And I was $800 in the hole at the bank. Because they were like overdraft feeing me.
Okay.
I went to Indianapolis.
We have such identical stories for my next song.
Really?
You're going to crap your pants.
Really?
I have almost the identical story.
Well, I worked at a bar, did double shifts for 14 days straight and got myself out of debt to the bank.
Oh my God.
I lived there for 8 months. I saved money and I had a blast.
But you know what? It taught you a lot.
When I came back after 7, 8 months. And
to Central?
No.
Oh.
I didn't go back to Central ever again.
To your parents?
I came back to my parents' house. 6 months after that, I went to broadcasting school. Look at me now, mother effers.
Look at me now.
Yes.
I'm on a podcast.
Right, I'm on a podcast and I got a show. I'm such a big deal.
Look at me. Look at me.
I know. It's not that big a deal, but it is
really
fun.
I have goosebumps from that story.
You do?
Yes.
I can't believe I've never told
you that
story.
It was so honest.
It's honest to God truth. I think
all
your 20s are the
Don't delete
one.
That one. This is my next
I'm not.
One.
I'm ready. But this one takes me back to college, too.
Okay.
Okay, picture. Where are we?
This is my sophomore year of college.
Okay.
I was pledging Zeta Tau Alpha.
Yes.
It was fall. I was also running cross country still. And it was the best season I'd had ever in my whole life.
Really?
I ran so hard all summer. All I wanted was to be fast and be one of the top girls and people to like me. But I was so obsessed with people liking me. And that's all I worried about. Yes. So I had this boyfriend who went to a different college, and all I worried about was, do his friends like me? I'm not cool enough to go hang out with him at U of M. I'm not cool enough. And
Why
I'm in this sorority where I thought no one thinks I'm cool. Because I didn't party. I wasn't like that.
Yeah.
But that was the year I started partying.
Oh.
And I was in this sorority.
Jackie cut loose.
Yeah, and I was trying to run fast, but I wanted to impress the sorority girls, and I wanted to. It was terrible. And
well,
you
can't be an extreme athlete and get drunk all the time.
You can't.
No, it's not possible.
And so I felt like all of Pledge Week, and you know, as a Zeta,
it's awful.
It's terrible.
It's stupid.
And it's like part of the memories of Pledge Week, I really do look back and think, okay, I'm kind of glad I went through it. We did have fun. Some of the girls that were in my class, I became close with and I still talk with.
Okay.
But a lot of it, I had to say, no, I'm not coming to that. I can't. I have a meet tomorrow. And like, if
did
you don't
fine
run,
you? I used to get fined if I didn't show up
I
for stuff.
Fined.
Yeah.
Oh, I was digging myself a hole in debt. Mm-hmm. And I was in debt with Huntington Bank. $900.
$900?
From only fees.
Oh, just no. The overdraft fees
so
would get you every time.
Summer hit going into my junior year, and I was in my first apartment. And my mom didn't know I owed this money. No one
How
knew.
How were you affording food if you were that far
I
in
was
debt?
Eating in the cafeteria on campus and charging it to my tuition. That was going to be billed to my house. Because I had no food.
That's actually
I
really
was
smart.
Living life
That's really
in
smart.
A complete stress. Like, I was a mess.
Yeah.
I was a mess. And I would listen to this song all the time
yeah.
and just, like, cry and be like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And so I would run and then drink and run and drink, and I didn't worry about anything else. Well, finally, I got a job at the apartment complex I was working at, and they said, if you clean our apartments, this was a terrible job, worst job of my life, they're not going to pay me, but they were going to give, they were going to deposit it directly to my bank to pay off my debt. So I didn't make any money.
What'd you do? Explain it to them when you
yes.
interviewed?
Yes.
I'm $900 in debt.
Yes.
I have to do something.
And they were charging me every day, late fees. So I had to close the account so they'd stop charging me. So basically, this job didn't pay money. It was a job that said, we'll pay, earn free rent. It was like a college job.
Oh my God.
So I had to wake up at 8 a.m. every day all summer and scrub dirty apartments clean, and
for
all
nothing.
The money went into the bank to pay
well,
off the
debt. Well, you got paid, but it was paying off.
And then I had to work nights at Bennigan's.
Oh my God. Your parents didn't know that you were in this.
They knew that I was working at Bennigan's. They knew I was bad with money, but they did not know because I already had a credit card that I had maxed out to, and they were helping me with that. And they
yeah.
knew about
to the
that.
Credit card. You get a
so
credit
I
card
couldn't
in college.
Tell them
Ooh.
That I screwed up. I was so embarrassed. And
it's
I knew I messed up, but what can you do?
The hardest
you messed
part
up.
About college is they ship you off on your own.
Yes.
And you think you're ready for it. Oh, I couldn't wait to get my ass to college. I'm going to have
I'm
so,
so
much
cool.
fun. I'm so cool. But then you get there and you realize, oh, damn, I got to be responsible.
Right.
And oh, my God, I need money. And oh, my God, I don't want to disappoint anybody. I was totally on that page.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
oh,
I
yeah.
peaced out and didn't tell my parents I left for Indianapolis.
I can remember so many of the girls on the cross country team were so with it. Like, they were fast. They did their training. Their grades were awesome. And they, like, still went out and partied once in a while. And all of them had jobs. And I thought in my head, I was such a mess. How are you doing
yeah.
this? I would run, and I got fast times, and I was okay in school. I was getting C's and B's,
yeah,
mostly C's.
Yeah.
I was passing. You know, I wasn't failing anything, but
right.
I didn't know what I wanted to do. I switched programs four times.
Yeah.
Four times.
Seriously, I think your 20s or your 19, 20, whatever, I think that's like the hardest time of your life because you don't know what you want to do
right.
with your life. Everybody's putting pressure on you. You don't want to upset anybody.
Right.
You have to make the correct decisions. Yada, yada, yada. I mean, I have friends that are buried in $250,000 in debt.
Right.
Was it worth it?
Right.
I don't know.
Well,
it
and
blows
I think
my mind.
You can relate to this, having heard your story of running, kind of running away.
Yeah.
I was in school really long. I didn't actually graduate until 2011. I started in 04, fall 04. So I ran out of eligibility to run because the NCAA only gives you 4 years plus a red shirt. So I got 5 years and then they're like, well, no more running, no more scholarship.
So
and
what'd
I still
you
had,
do?
I just had to get loans and pay, go to school. So I used to get made fun of so much by my friends because they thought it was harmless. Oh, Jackie's Van Wilder. She's never going to be done. But what they didn't get was I just didn't know what I wanted to do. I
well,
can't
yeah.
be done because what am I going to do?
Oh, no. I totally got lucky in figuring it out.
Right.
I did because I studied when I went to Central. Ready for a laugh?
Yes. yes.
I studied art and fashion design.
Love it. You are going to be a designer.
I love art. I'm very artistic. I can paint. I can draw. I love that stuff. I had to start sewing clothes, and I started skipping that class because I hated it.
Because you're like,
so
I can't
much.
Sew. I don't know what I'm doing.
I could draw these beautiful gowns. I couldn't.
Right. You could design and draw and
sew
conceptualize.
Buttons on a shirt.
You're like, I can't actually sew this.
Right. So,
that's funny.
Yeah. That I was pretty embarrassed.
That's
so.
Exactly what I went through. So
yeah.
by the time I was almost done to graduate, I was getting made. All my friends were younger than me because
right.
everyone else graduated.
Mm-hmm.
I had like three classes of friends, and they got younger every year because
really?
Everyone would leave and graduate. But no, it's funny. In the end, I stepped out of college already with a full-time job in broadcasting.
Right.
Already in a Grand Rapids market. Well, I had friends who graduated 3 years prior that were still looking for work and working at the bar.
And that's the thing. I quit school and everybody was like, oh, Rachel left, blah,
right.
blah, 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 blah. Well, I took that year off. I went to broadcasting school, did 8 months at the trade at my trade school. I didn't even have to intern.
Nope.
I got so lucky. I made a demo and I was graduated in the end of January. I was on the air for the first time on April 1st.
Wow.
Isn't that
Boom.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Like it was nothing.
That's what happened to me. By my last year, I was a full-time on-air DJ. I want to say I had 2 months of school left, and I was full-time salary benefits.
Dang.
And so, and it was late. It was, I was in school a long time, but you know, at least I stepped out of school and felt like, I know what I'm doing. I have right. a job. I have a place to go.
Yes.
So, like, I don't regret that I was in school that long.
I don't regret running away.
Right, exactly, exactly.
I don't regret having to pay all that money
no,
back.
Exactly. Paying these loans mm-hmm. suck, but I don't care. I have right. great memories, good
so
friends.
So, remember that. If you're 20 years old and you're freaking out because of school and you're like, oh, my God,
yeah,
my
it
parents
happens.
Don't love me. What am I going to do with my life? At the end of the day, I'm not going to say it always works out. But 80% of the time
right,
it does.
Right.
80% of the time it does. If you make the right decision, you will end up in a good place.
Agreed.
And now I sound like effing Mr. Rogers.
So Mr. Rogers, what's your next song?
My next song. I don't even know if we could do anything else. Okay. This song, if anybody from the east side of the state, you do.
Oh, yes.
This song, there's home videos of me singing since I was 3 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
I sing this song every time I go to karaoke. On my 21st birthday, my mom and I sang this song. It's on video somewhere. I do this song every
crank
chance
it.
I get. Reba McEntire.
I want to hear
Fancy.
It.
Oh, girl. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress. I had a split in the side clean up to my hip.
Oh,
damn. Oh, damn. That felt good.
Well, that felt good. And
yes.
little did we know what it was about.
I know. Right. That's another one of those songs I was singing.
Fancy was my name.
I know. Fancy was a whore. Fancy was putting out for money.
Here's your one chance, Fancy. Don't let me down.
Good message to send to me, Mom.
She's putting rouge on her cheeks.
I know. God, that was good.
Look at Reba.
I know.
She's
Reba.
Got this big fur coat.
This song came out when I was 5 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
It still plays on country stations.
Oh, I
this
know it does.
It. This is
I
the it.
I love it. I love country stations that throw in the 90s stuff.
Me too.
I do. I
country can get away
it.
With that more than other other genres.
For sure. For sure. To thine own self be true. I can't believe you know this song.
My ivory shoe.
Oh, man. All right, what's your last one? You
okay,
got
my
one
last
more, right?
One.
Yep. Hold on, let's turn Fancy off. She's going to run behind you. That whore of a Fancy.
This song is random.
Okay. You are not serious.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
This is my jam.
I don't know where I'm going. But I sure know where I've been. Packing up the promises
of the songs of yesterday.
Why is this your next song?
So I had the first ever iPod Mini, right?
Yeah.
You remember those big blocks?
I had one of those too, yeah.
And I had barely any songs. You had to pay for them. And so I
yeah.
had like 10 songs, and this was one of them. And I just became addicted to this song before cross-country meets. And it was so important to me that I became obsessed where I could not run the race if I didn't listen to this song 3 times before I ran. It had to be stuck in my head. So when I ran.
Are you one of those superstitious people?
No, it was like this thing where when the race started, I had to be able to block things out and just in my head be like, here I go again on my own. Like I had to keep repeating it.
I can do it.
It was hard. And cross country is a hard sport and it's cold and it's like November and you're running in the grass and snow.
Can I ask you a question?
Bun huggers. Yes.
Do cross country people really pee their pants?
If you're running hard enough and it comes out, yes.
No, but like full blown.
I don't think they do it purposely.
Like, but if you're running, do you pee your pants? Like, I always heard that cross country runners did that.
I think
it's
that's
like people who lift weights. Sometimes you're lifting too hard and you just pee your pants.
Yeah, it happens.
Really?
It happens.
I just wanted you to confirm or deny.
Yeah, no, it happens.
Okay.
But it's not like something like it's not a conscious thing, and that's what's funny about that rumor that everyone says.
Yeah.
They're not conscious. Like, well, here I go. I'm gonna pee. It's when you're going so hard and you have to go, and you just kind of it just comes out.
Okay.
It's not like a purposeful. Here I go. I'm gonna pee myself.
Here I go to pee on my.
But this song, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I miss cross country so much.
I just never thought in a million years you were going to pull up a Whitesnake song. Really?
Oh, I love Whitesnake.
Throw me there, Jack.
I love Whitesnake.
All right. So we've gone through all of our songs. Hopefully you've enjoyed the trip down memory lane. I feel like Jackie and I have learned more about each other today.
So walk along the lonely street of dreams.
Still can't believe we're listening to Whitesnake. Jackie and I have learned more about each other today, I think, than we ever knew.
Yeah, but and I like it. I feel so good right now.
I know. I do, too. I haven't talked about some of those things in a long time.
In a long time.
It feels really, really good. If you have something that you want us to talk about.
I have the prize.
You have the prize?
Melly123. I still haven't found you yet.
Yeah.
Melly, if you're listening, I have your prize, and it is...
What is it?
Every Hunger Games movie in box set.
Every Hunger Games movie?
Every Hunger Games.
Ooh.
In a box set.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I've got
it. Thanks, Jack.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Melly123. We're still going to try and get a hold of you. But if you have any ideas for what you want us to talk about, like for podcasts, we are always open.
Yeah, give us advice.
We are always open to new episode ideas. So you can email us. It's grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com.
Perfect.
And if they want to tweet us.
Gray Green Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the Facebook.
Yep, Gray and Green Podcast on Facebook.
I think it's The Gray and Green Show on Facebook, actually.
Gray and Green Show on Facebook.
The Gray and Green Show.
I need to fix that in my notes.
We've got notes we read this off
yes.
of. So find us on iTunes, subscribe, and rate. We need 5 more reviews, and we're going to give away another prize.
That's
it may
right.
be corny, but we'll include a heartfelt note in
it
the
will.
Package.
You'll get a heartfelt, note from Gray and Green. I'm having so much fun doing this. I can't believe that this
I
is
know.
Episode number 6.
Time flies.
We managed to just talk for 40 minutes.
What?
Oh, with stories and songs.
And I wasn't ever bored or anything. It felt
no.
just so natural.
I know. Oh, we're doing so well. Listen to us pat ourselves on the back. Aren't we
Listen,
awesome?
We're so cool. We're so cool.
Coming up in episode 7, we are going to have another fellow radio girl, Laura, who is a coworker of ours. She works in the Classic Rock station. She's a producer over there. Laura is, no joke, Jackie, one of the funniest people
She's hilarious.
I've ever met.
She's hilarious.
She is the funniest person by far and away in this building. And nobody knows it.
No, she's undercover funny.
Oh my God, this girl
is
funny.
She slips in little jokes and no one's listening.
Ugh.
And if you catch it, you're laughing hysterically.
Oh, she's smart as hell too.
Yeah, she's great.
Unbelievable. So we're going to have her on with episode 7 with us. And we're going to cover crap your mom should have told you. Stuff maybe mom
should have warned me about.
Like the fact that you're supposed to go to the gynecologist when you're 18, mom.
Oh yeah.
I didn't go to the gyno. Until I was 27.
Rachel!
I blame my mother. We'll talk more about that episode 7. Thanks for listening today.
See ya.